Cats is an example of a more traditional comic strip. Charles Schulz is the artist who created Charlie Brown and Snoopy the dog and all their friends. Charles Schulz died in 2000, but the cartoons he drew are still being repeated. The humor is timeless. Many readers also enjoy comics like Garfield and Friends. Garfield is a fat cat who likes thinking of food and making fun of his owner. And some readers never miss Dennis the Menace. This single drawing cartoon is about a 5-year-old boy. Dennis is always causing trouble for his parents and a retired neighbor, Mr. Wilson. But to his fans, since the 1950s, Dennis is always likable.
Another form of cartooning is the editorial cartoon. These express the opinion of the artist or the artist's publication. 19th-century cartoonist Thomas Nast drew for Harper's Weekly and the humor magazine Puck. In his political cartoons, he drew an elephant to represent Republicans and a donkey for Democrats. Today, these animals are still used to represent the two major parties in America.
In the 20th century, cartoonists like Peter Arno, James Thurber, and Charles Adams drew for The New Yorker magazine. The New Yorker has a tradition of publishing cartoons as social commentary. Peter Arno liked to make fun of people of wealth and social position and self-importance. He drew his subjects with heavy lines. James Thurber's cartoons pointed out human weaknesses. He drew his subjects with a light touch.
James Thurber also wrote many humor books. He created the character of Walter Mitty. Walter Mitty is a mild little man who daydreams of doing exciting things. Cartoonist Charles Adams created the Adams Family. They looked like a scary family out of a horror movie. But Adams made funny situations from these strange characters. Somehow, his artistry made normal people seem strange.
Today, New Yorker cartoons are still known for their sharp humor. For example, a lawyer advises a man that the best defense in his situation is to lie. New Yorker cartoonists can find humor in almost any situation. A well-known cartoon that appeared in 1993 was drawn by Peter Steiner. Two dogs are at a computer. One says to the other, "On the internet, nobody knows you're a dog."
One of America's most influential political cartoonists worked at the Washington Post for 55 years. His name was Herbert Block, but readers knew him better as Herb Block, the name he used to sign his work. During the 1950s, Herb Block was known for his cartoons against Senator Joseph McCarthy. McCarthy accused many people of being communists. Finally, the Senate condemned McCarthy for his actions. Over the years, Herb Block won 3 Pulitzer Prizes and a Presidential Medal of Freedom. He continued drawing until shortly before his death in 2001 at the age of 91.
Cartoons can make powerful statements about events. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy was shot. That led cartoonist Bill Mauldin to draw another president who died that way. He drew the statue of Abraham Lincoln in Washington. In the cartoon, President Lincoln is crying. Almost 40 years later, in 2001, cartoonist drew the Statue of Liberty crying in New York Harbor. That was after the September 11th attack on the nearby World Trade Center.
Cartoons can make people sad. They can also make them angry. Last September, a newspaper in Denmark published cartoons that insulted Muslims. Other newspapers later republished these cartoons. Protests and deadly riots took place in a number of countries earlier this year. The cartoons and the reaction led to international debate about responsibility and freedom of speech.
Cartoons can make us think. They can make us laugh. They can make us cry. Cartoons can make a difference in how we look at life.